Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 1975 was the best Christmas that ever there was. And I think it might be, you know.
Oh, I hope so. I haven't seen anything that you've written, so this is all going to be a nice surprise for me.
Surprise, surprise. I love them ones.
So, 75, I'm 4.
Yeah, I'm 1.
About to turn two,
ways to contact the show. It's christmaspodcast@gmail.com. I think I said it's christmaspod on the last one, but whatever. X, it's christmaspod. Christmas 1975 was a Thursday again.
We like Thursdays.
That's weird, isn't it? That you had it and then I've had it. Weird, man.
It's not that weird, really. It's a 1 in 7 shot.
Well, I know, yeah, but weird. It didn't snow. However, the wind was rising up from the south, so the wind and the rain was going all over the place, and all the babies got the colds, and they all pooed themselves. There's my Wincy Willis impression.
That's good.
Right. So, news. I could have picked loads. I ended up picking about 6, because I found the BBC website that literally lists all the news from that year.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which I sent to you. Which blew my mind. So, 1975, the 11th of the 2nd, 75, the Tories choose their first woman leader.
Fucking rats.
The British Conservative Party has chosen Margaret Thatcher as its new leader. She will be the first woman to head a British political party after a landslide victory over 4 other male candidates. Mrs. Thatcher, who served as Secretary of State for Science and Education in Ted Heath's government, exclaimed, "It's like a dream."
And she said, "Take the milk off the kids."
Yeah. So there you go. There's the first bit of news. Fucking awful, awful. Now, reading on, it said she'd been an MP from 1958, which I don't think that's right.
I thought, wasn't she a science teacher?
She was something. But, I mean, for it to be an MP, so she would have been about 30 in 1958, which it's doable.
Hmm.
Because by the so in 88 she'd have been 60.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm still happy she's dead.
Aren't we all? So the 4th of the 3rd, 75, comic genius Charlie Chaplin is knighted. So I only tried to go for the nice news stuff because there's a lot of bad shit. When everyone was getting taken hostage in 1975.
Oh, yeah.
Or like hostages were just getting murdered all over the fucking place. It's horrific. Silent film legend Charlie Chaplin has become Sir Charles after a ceremony at Buckingham Palace. The star of such films as The Kid and The Great Dictator, which I've seen, actually, unbelievable film, was knighted in the New Year's Honours List. The ceremony took place just miles from the South London district where he spent most of his childhood, living in abject poverty.
I didn't even know he was knighted.
Yeah, neither did I. Because no one says, no one talks about Charlie Chaplin anymore. But no one says, "Sir Charlie Chaplin," do they?
Yeah, it blew my mind as well when I watched the Laurel and Hardy biop.
Oh.
And Stan Laurel and him were a partnership, weren't they?
Yeah. Foster. I mean, again, I mean, 75, this is before our time. It is, isn't it? You know what I mean? But as when we're kids in the 80s in particular, we grew up watching Laurel and Hardy films and Charlie Chaplin films because they'd be on BBC Two or Channel Four, wouldn't they? I can't remember which one they were on. I don't think they were on both, but they might have been.
Yeah, Harold Lloyd and all them, I just love them.
Sad.
And Charlie Chaplin inadvertently caused the split up of Laurel and Hardy, didn't he?
I
Because
think so.
Charlie Chaplin was getting more money than him.
Yeah.
So Laurel and Hardy went to the company and said, "We want the same money as Charlie Chaplin." And they went on strike. And Hardy went back and Laurel didn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Scab.
Scab.
The 26th of the 4th, 75, Labour vote, and again, this is a bit topical with Brexit and all that. Labour votes to leave the EEC. A one-day conference held by the Labour Party to debate Britain's membership of Europe has voted by almost 2-1 to leave the European Economic Community. The result underlines the deep split within the party over the issue, which goes to a national referendum on the 5th of June. There were just 3.7 million votes for rejecting the EC membership. Most of the votes come from the two biggest unions and the transport workers and the engineering workers. So we've never had an happy relationship in Europe, have we?
No.
And now we're not in Europe. You know, we should be, but whatever. The 1st of the 10th, Muhammad Ali wins the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
US boxer Muhammad Ali has retained the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship after defeating his arch rival, Joe Frazier, in their third and arguably greatest fight. The so-called Thriller in Manila lasted 14 rounds before Frazier's trainer, Eddie Futch, finally persuaded him to call it a day. Ali said the fight was the closest thing to dying.
Oh, God.
He had a way with words, didn't he? And then the last bit of news that I picked out come out on my birthday,
Oh,
my
yeah.
second birthday. New laws to end Battle of the Sexes. Radical new legislation introduced a woman's right to equal pay and status in the workplace and in society have come into force in the UK. The Sex Discrimination and Equal Pay Acts will prevent women being paid less than their male counterpart. The acts are being introduced to coincide with the end of the International Women's Year. A whole year. Sex discrimination by employers, unless they employ five or fewer people, is now illegal. Wow. So if you'd
God.
employed four people, you could still sexually discriminate. This is now legal, as is any form of bias by landlords, finance companies, schools, and restaurants, strangely.
Well.
Yeah. That's a bit bonkers, isn't it? Now, for some reason, I've got the movies and the right. So, see, you did the movies first, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, let's crack on with the movies. And this is a phenomenal, I think, here. For, well, it's got like some big stuff, shit, anyway.
God, yeah.
Tommy, the musical,
Yeah.
number 10.
Ace.
I've never seen it.
No, what? How?
That's just that I've never seen it.
There's been things that you've said to me over the years that's blown my mind.
Yeah.
That this is up there.
Why? I like the songs that are in it.
One of the greatest movies. It's right up, it's so dark. It's right up your street.
Is it?
I would have put that in probably one of your top 10 movies of all time. It's
Wow.
so
No.
dark.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
Watch it.
There's some
I
things
can
I.
guarantee. I can guarantee you'd like that.
Okay.
Knowing your fucking mind.
Number nine, the other side of the mountain.
Nope, don't know what that is.
No, Number eight, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Still one of
Classic.
my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Happy memories of our first foray to Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the stage show.
Yeah,
Cracking.
brilliant. Scantily clad women running around.
And scantily clad men in
Well, one of us was looking at the women, one of us was looking at the men.
Funny Lady, number seven. Don't know anything
Funny
about
lady.
that.
Isn't that What's
Funny
Her Face?
Lady.
Barbra Streisand.
Might be. 3 Days of the Condor was number six.
I've heard of it. I can't think who's in there.
Number five, The Return of the Pink Panther.
Ah,
We
the
all say we
Descendants.
love these films, right? But how, when was the last time you sat down and watched a Pink Panther film?
No, all I can remember of Pink Panther films is Kato.
Yeah,
He used to hide in
exactly.
cupboards and jump out on him.
And I got Kerry bought me them as a box set one Christmas, and because I wanted all the classics, so I had the box set of Porridge and stuff like that. Kerry bought me.
Yeah.
Never watched them. Sold them all at a car boot sale. Fucking idiot. Number four, Dog Day Afternoon. New says it's a drama. Warner Brothers. Number three, Shampoo,
Yeah.
comedy. Don't know what
Warren
that is.
Beatty.
How do you know these things?
It's Warren Beatty there, yeah.
Now the top two of the
Oh,
greatest
yeah.
films in the history of films. This number two was my first ever DVD.
Yeah.
I can remember the excitement of buying a DVD player. And do you know where we put it?
The kitchen?
In the bedroom, on the
Use.
portable telly in our bedroom.
All right.
So we were married in ninth. We moved in 97, or I did. Got married in 98. So around that time was when I took the and dived in and got DVDs.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. And then the number one film of 1975 was a summer blockbuster that blew everything else away. Jaws.
Yeah, classic.
Classic.
Brilliant
Right.
movie. Still to this day, if I'm flicking through the channels and it's on, I'll stop and watch it.
I'll give you that. It's a film. I remember watching it when we were little and being terrified, literally terrified by it.
Yeah.
And it's not that scary as an adult, but there's still a couple of jump scares in it. But
Now I don't know that much about Disney, but
no.
when your first forays to Disney was the Jaws ride there then? Have you been on that famous
Oh, are
Jaws
yeah.
ride? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Now,
the first time I went, it wasn't there.
it was a good it was a good ride, yeah. It was just very unreliable because there was a lot of water involved. You're literally on a boat having a tour of Amity, and the shark comes and gets you.
Yeah. I've
Concept
seen
of it was.
I've seen the video clips of the ride. I'm just not sure when it was there and when it went.
Think it would have wented about,
Wented.
yeah. Me,
Because
oh.
the shark's still hanging there, isn't it, by the water? Is that, I take it that's where it
Yeah,
was.
that's there's a little bit of Amity left, so that would have been, I think, when we went probably around 10 years ago when we went to Halloween Horror Nights. There was all boards there, all the boarding was up, so it must be about 10 years now the pot has been there, give or take. Anyway, we crack on with the albums
Digress.
because the albums, the singles are the big thing. So number 10, Atlantic Crossing by Rod Stewart. I wonder if that's
Love
got I Am Sailing on it. Number nine, Omadawn by Mike Oldfield. Overrated Mike Oldfield. Tubular Bells and all that shit. Favourites by Peters and Lee, number eight.
okay.
What
Those
a
are
like.
classic.
Well, what I like though is, I think later on they are, but these are all like originals. We always say this, don't we? They're not compilations.
Yeah.
20 Songs of Joy by Nigel Brooks Singers.
Joyous.
Joyous. Wouldn't You Like It by the Bay City Rollers. I mean, I want to
I
listen
would
to
like
that.
it.
But one of them's literally a convicted nonce, so that will be happening. Number five,
Ah, oh, Tubby.
Jim Reeves, 40 golden greats. You love Jim Reeves, don't you?
Hold on, what have I done here? Oh, I've flipped into the singles there. Let's go back down to the albums. Right, there you go. Yeah, Jim Reeves.
Yeah, number four. 24 original hits by the Drifters. Catchy album title, that, boys.
24 original hits.
What can we call it? Well, how many songs is there? 24. Have we ever done them before? No, they're all original. Oh, we are, then. 24 original hits. Fucking bell ends. Number three, Make the Party Last by James Last.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I used to love James Last.
Make the Party Last with the Viagra.
I tell you what, right, this is like a very old-fashioned top ten, really, when you think about it. Number two, 40 Greatest Hits by Perry Como.
Yeah. Yeah. These are compilations. These are all greatest hits. I don't like it.
I don't like it. And then number one was A Night at the Opera by Queen.
That is quite surprising. No. As you know, I've invested in a little turntable for myself, first turntable since I got rid of mine probably 25 years ago, whatever it was. And A Night at the Opera is what I'm looking for. I'm trying to get the original.
Yeah.
I've been able to find it. Yeah, not been able to find it yet for the price I'm willing to pay.
Never heard it.
It's got the slow one on it. Love of My Life, which is one of my favourite Queens. Love of My Life.
Oh yeah. I've heard that song, but I'm never going to listen to the album. So.
Never, ever.
Right, the top 10 singles. Rent a Santa by Chris Hill.
Who and what?
It can't be that good because it's never made it onto a
never did
Christmas.
It, no.
Number nine, Golden Years by David Bowie. Class. Never heard it.
Oh, you have.
Have I?
Golden Years.
Like that.
There you go, you've just sung.
Na Na is the Saddest Word by the Stylistics.
Okay.
Yep.
Na Na.
You Sexy Nana. Thing by Hot Chocolate, number
yeah.
seven.
Yeah.
Happy to Be on an Island in the Sun by Demis Roussos.
Yes, good old Demis.
Not Dennis.
Demis. Save your love, my darling. Save your love.
There you go. Number five, Let's Twist Again. And The Twist by Chubby Checker. Now, that came out in the 80s as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was part of, I think it was part of Jive Bunny, and then I think it ended up in the charts again.
Yeah.
Number four, It's Gonna Be Cold. It's Gonna Be a Cold, Cold Christmas by Dana.
Ah, she's my mate, Dana.
Is she?
Yeah, we're on first name terms.
What's her first name?
Dana.
Now, this is unbelievable.
Wow.
The Trail of the Lonesome Pine featuring Chill Wills, Laurel and Hardy with the Avion Boys featuring Chill Wills was number three.
Yep.
Sort of, I mean, we all know that. But
no,
what
the film,
was the
seven? Clip, don't we?
What was the
and
seven
the singing
single
at the bar,
life?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Singing in the bar, and then Hardy takes the hat off of Stan Laurel, doesn't he? And hits him over the head with a, or is it the barman?
I do fall down.
Mallet.
Laurel and Hardy.
And he goes high pitched, doesn't he?
Yeah. Number two, another song that I don't think is on any greatest hits.
I have hits.
Oh, you have heard it?
Yeah.
I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake.
Yeah. Definitely heard it, yeah. Defogs.
Number one, for the first time it was number one. It has been number one twice. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
That's a Christmas classic.
Yeah. Just rips off the tongue. So there you go. So there's two.
It's a good number one to throw in your list.
Yeah. Now, I was particularly impressed by the Christmas TV
Okay,
this
yep.
year.
I imagine this is going to be amazing, the 70s, mid-70s.
Yeah, so I'll dip into Christmas Eve. I'll just bomb through it. But 8:50, the Mr. Men, Mr. Happy, told by Arthur Lowe. We've both seen that episode 100 times
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
just what we did. 9 o'clock, the Banana Splits. 10:05, the Engineer through the Looking Glass. Royal Institution lectures by Professor Eric Lathwaite.
Do you know what, though? That's a thing now. The Christmas lectures.
Is it?
Yeah, there was one on last Christmas, and it was
Wow.
Bosch.
No way. Now, look at this. 11:40, Holiday Star Trek, Operation Annihilate. On Christmas Day, let's kill everyone. 12:30, Foghorn Leghorn, Crockett Doodle Doo cartoon. Do you know that?
Foghorn Leghorn, yeah, it's a big chicken.
Don't know, never heard of it.
Oh, you have.
I haven't. I tell thee now.
I'll say, I'll do.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Yeah, it's Foghorn
Fucking hell.
Leghorn.
12:35, Laurel and Hardy, Thicker Than
Hey.
Water. 1 o'clock, Pebble Mill Christmas special. Rod Hull, Stan
It's not
Boardman,
Rod Hull.
Roy Hood. My fucking glasses on
You better
properly.
get the Specsavers.
I know, I'm getting fucking blind, mate. Stan Boardman and the Haworth Brass Band.
Oh, that sounds like a classic episode.
Boom. 5 past 2, film Dumbo.
Nope. Doesn't.
Jumbo. Why can't I read these? I'm going to turn my phone brightness off. Jumbo, 90, that's better. 1962, starring Doris Day and Stephen Boyd. No doubt
Oh,
you've seen it.
I love a Doris Day film.
Never seen it, never will.
Calamity Jane's be famous.
Don't know, don't care. 5 past 4, Bugs Bunny, Jack Wabbit and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
4:15, the Crackerjack Pantomime, Robinson Crusoe, starring Don McLean. Bye bye, Mr. Macon. Peter Glaze, Jan Hunt, Ed Stewart with special guests, Windsor Davis,
Stupid boy.
Stupid Boy, Don Estelle, John Inman, and
I'm
John
free.
Laurie. I don't know who John Laurie is. Do you know John Laurie?
Is he?
No.
No. I think his brother's red.
5:35, Tom and
Something like
Jerry. Ah, it isn't Christmas without a
that.
nonce.
Oh, no, it is.
5:45, Jim will fix it. A
Yes, he will.
Christmas special with Jimmy Savile, OBE. If you put OBE on the end. 6:30, Walt Disney's The Great Locomotive Chase, 1956, starring Fess Parker and Jeffrey Hunter. I
Don't
mean,
think I've seen that.
this is a year, a time when like the Beatles have split up and everyone's got flares and Slade are smashing it, and just 7:55, the Dick Emery Christmas show.
Oh, you are naughty.
8:25, Porridge, No Way Out, starring Ronnie Barker. 9:10, Kojak, A Question of Answers. A new full-length film for Christmas Eve, starring Telly Savalas. What are we going to call it? What if you have questions and you've got answers? Hold on, I'm thinking here. 11 o'clock, Andrea Previn's Christmas Music Night. Janet Baker, Andrea Previn, in a program devised for relaxation and enjoyment on this Christmas Eve. That's for all the women who've been getting the Christmas dinner ready. And then 11:50, Midnight Mass of the Nativity from St. Eugene's Cathedral, Diocese of Derry.
Oh, Derry, bit of
That's in
Irish.
Ireland, yeah. Closed down, yeah, whatever. Christmas Day, Ragtime with Maggie Henderson and Fred Harris. Nope. 11:15, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, The Christmas Story Told in Carols. See, I'd like that. 10 o'clock, The Happy Prince, a cartoon. 10:30, The Christmas Morning Service from St. George's Chapel, Windsor. 11:45.
Oh, there he is. Here's your mates, Rod Hull.
Rod Hull and Emu.
Roy Hood.
Oh, just done it again. Roy Hood, who's Rod Hull? Oh no, it is Rod Hull.
Rod Hull, Emu.
Who did I say?
The one before you said Roy Hood.
I did, yeah. 12:20, Laurel and Hardy, Pack Up the Troubles. Oh, yeah. I'd love to. Oh, I want to watch a lot. Let's do a Laurel and Hardy podcast. 1:20, Holiday on Ice, your annual ringside seat at one of the world's most spectacular touring ice extravaganzas.
Cool. Weird.
2:10, Chop of the Pops, starring Tony Blackburn and Noel Edmonds. Both are still with us, I believe, and I think neither of them are nonce related.
As of yet.
Yeah, until tomorrow. 3 o'clock, The Queen Speaks of the Commonwealth. 3:05, Yay! Billy Smart's Christmas Circus. Didn't Love you it. Have a Billy Smart?
I had a Billy Smart Circus.
Yeah, wow, we're still going.
58.
4:05, Wizard of Oz.
Premier?
1939, Premier. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I would have thought that'd been out before then.
5:50, Bruce Forsyth and the Generation Game with Anthea Redfern. I mean, this Christmas is potentially the best Christmas that ever was.
I've just looked down like the next 4 or 5 programmes, and yeah, this is boss.
6:55, Some Mothers Do Haven.
Yep.
7:40, The Morecambe and Wise Christmas Show with special guests Dana Rigg, Des O'Connor, Gordon Jackson, Diane Solomon, Robin Day, and Brenda Aruru.
What's Robin Day doing on it? Is he talking about politics?
I don't know. They must have took the piss out of him. 8:45, film.
Oh.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
What a film.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford, premiere. 10:30, The Good Old Days, Christmas edition of the Old Time Music Hall from the stage of the famous city.
Have you seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yeah, I think I have, but I can't remember it. 11:30, Parkinson meets Bob Hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, and then just at the bottom there, it goes into Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Right. Look what's on this Boxing Day. Look at this. You wake up, Boxing Day.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You've got Boss Cat, right?
Well, see, I didn't look past this next one, 9:45, because this is my favourite cartoon of all time.
Yeah.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Then you've got Hong Kong Phooey. Then you've got Holiday Star Trek. And then look what's after Holiday Star Trek. Let It Be, 1970, with the Beatles.
Yeah.
The film Let It Be. Ridiculous. ITV, it's always an anticlimax. Christmas Eve, The Story of Silent Night. Yeah, I'd like that because it's German and all that. I love the Germans. They bombed our chippy, so we got a new one. 12:00, The Adventures of Rupert the Bear. 12:10, Rainbow Christmas Present Wrapping. 12:30, Mr. and Mrs. Christmas Party.
Oh, I love a bit of Mr. and Mrs.
2:00, TV film, Miracle on 34th Street, 1973.
Okay, I'd still watch it.
It's not the one, though, is it?
I know, but I'd still watch it.
3:50, General Hospital.
Yeah, that's a soap, innit? We've spoken about that before.
4:15, the Sooty Christmas special. 4:45, the Little Match Girl, which is a story I used to read to Eve in a store nursery rhyme book thing. Terrific. She fucking freezes to death and dies. She burns. She used to sell. Little kids used to sell matches in Victorian London, didn't they? For people to have a smoke. So they'd sell a match. And this little girl uses her matches to keep warm and then dies. That's sad.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
5:20, out of town, no idea. 6 o'clock, hallelujah, it's Christmas, no idea. 6:35, crossroads. 7 o'clock, this is your life. 7:30, Coronation Street. 8 o'clock, Merry Christmas, Fred, from the Crosbys. Nope.
Fred Crosby. Bing
Bing
Crosby, maybe?
Crosby, Fred
Fred
Astaire,
Astaire.
maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, Safari by Balloon, a survival special. 10:15, the $6 million
Wow.
man. Why is that on so late? Does he get his dick out?
It's a bionic dick. It's a porno.
Bigger extended 18-inch dick.
When he comes, he shoots the back out of it.
I mean, 18 inches isn't that long, is it, if you're bionic? 11:40, Midnight Eucharist of Christmas from St. John's Wood.
Oh.
Right on the end of his dick.
Can't see that.
Christmas Day, rainbow, Christmas music. 9:15, A Heavenly Peace with Adele Lee. Service at 10 o'clock from Luss Parish Church, Loch Lomond.
Oh.
Oh, just north of the Glasgow. 11 a.m., the A Merry Christmas Morning, St. Luke's Hospital, Bradford.
Weird.
Be tearjerker. Harold Lloyd's World of Comedy. No.
What? You didn't used to
Harold.
watch Harold Lloyd?
No, never heard of him.
What? He was
What?
what? Same as Charlie Chaplin and all them.
No.
Harold Lloyd. Did it. Harold Lloyd.
You never cease to
Did it.
amaze
Did
me.
it. Did
I
it.
reckon
You've
you've
never
lived
seen
two
Harold
lives.
Lloyd.
No.
He's a slapstick. He's okay. It's black and white. Oh, you must have seen it. Don't be stupid. I demand after this, you
Well, it's
Google
on for an
Harold
hour and
Lloyd.
a half. It's on for an hour and a half. 1:15, Jack Pragnell and the Big Band Show. And then 2 o'clock, Chipperfield's Christmas Circus with Ringmaster Roy Hood.
Oh, Roy Hood's back.
Well, who did I say? Rod Hull.
Rod Hull.
What are the odds that both of them are on the telly on the same day? 3 o'clock, the Queen. 3:05, Doctor in Trouble. It's 1970 premiere. Leslie Phillips, Harry Secombe, Robert Morley, and James Robertson Justice. I would love to watch that film. I'm sure we must have seen it.
Doctor in Trouble.
It's like a Carry On style film, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it must be a
4:45, Captain Noah and his floating zoo. Okay. 5:20, the Bay City Rollers show with Gilbert O'Sullivan. Wow.
Dang-a-lang. Was that the Bay City Rollers?
Yeah, baby. 6:20, Christmas Celebrity Squares. Bet your bingo was on that. Pissed up Ringo.
Just give him
Seven
the V
o'clock,
sign.
Crossroads. Yeah, Peace and Love and Thomas. 7:30, Get Some In. 8 o'clock, Love Thy Neighbour. Is that the racist one?
Yeah, that's his Alf Garnes.
Alf Garnett. I thought that was BBC.
Don't know.
Did it jump
Maybe
between the
got kicked
two?
off BBC.
8:30, The Taming of the Shrew, 1967. 10:15, The Taming of the Shrew continued. 11 o'clock, Beneath the Christmas Tree. 11:55, The Gabriel Assignment. That'll be some catchy little thing about Jesus and Christmas. Right. So I actually just put clicks to these two websites. So let me just click on. So the first This is a video that I'm going to put in the show notes. The best and worst Christmas toys, 1975.
It's okay.
Valerie Singleton and Richard Stilgo have been unceremoniously dumped as the presenters of Nationwide Consumer Unit and replaced by some real experts in the field. The field of the best and worst toys at Christmas. So that is one of the things.
Yeah.
That'll be in the show notes. But this is the 15, top 15 toys that kids loved. This is the next website. So rather than scan them all into notes, just clicked on it. So number one, Putt-Putt Speedway by Mattel. And the picture's there. I've got a vague memory of this. The Putt-Putt Speedway was the hot toy of 75. Every kid wanted this fun racetrack. You wound the cars up by turning the heads of the drivers and then placing the cars on the track to see which car would win. Keeping the cars on the track required a little bit of finesse, so they often crashed spectacularly. This only added to the appeal. Do you remember that?
No.
I'm not sure if my cousin had it. Hot Wheels racing set, topical, because you mentioned that on the last one. Older kids were also hoping for racing sets Christmas 75. Mattel's Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars, extremely popular with boys and girls. number three, I'm sure we've mentioned this before, Pet Rock.
I didn't know anything about it. I think you spoke about it.
You can still buy the original Pet Rock from Amazon for $29. Quite a price jump from its original price tag of $4.
Yeah, bizarre.
Ridiculous. Evil Knievel Stunt Cycle.
Loved it.
Yeah, we've all mentioned that.
I didn't have it in this year, but probably about 3 or 4 years later I had mine.
Yeah, because you're going on a retro trip. You can still buy the Evil Knievel Stunt Cycle from Amazon for $60. The original would set you back $6.99 in 1975. The $6 Million Man.
Loved it.
Another hot toy from 75, Steve Austin.
Again, I had this, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't this year. I was only four, probably 2 or 3 years later I had mine.
Yeah, so the 1975 original model will set you back around $250. Mego Star Trek action figures. Star Trek action figures were also popular in Christmas 75. Now, seems a little weird considering the show was cancelled in 69. However, in 75, the show was in wide syndication, leading to a new generation of Star Trek lovers. So from this syndication going around the world, that's where we start to see the movies, because I think I'm sure the first one come out. And you think about like Star Wars figures. This is a Star Trek figure before Star Wars was even out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've both watched Comic Book Men and the Mego dolls, Highly Collective. You remember the episode when is her name the black woman, the black actress off this Uhura, was it?
Oh yeah, she's dead.
She
now,
went
to
try and get her Mego doll, didn't she?
She did, you're right. Number seven, Baby Alive, the doll that eats and drinks. Wow. Yeah. Eight, Quick Kill Barbie Beauty Center. So that's one of your standard heads where you can do the makeup.
Yeah.
You know, every little girl's
Girls
one
World,
of them.
Them sort of things.
Yeah. Number nine, Growing Up Skipper. In 1975, even Barbie's little sister, Skipper, was to play growing up. Twisting her arm made her grow from a little girl into a young teen.
Oh, the boobs grow as well.
Yes, she would grow a couple of inches in height, and yes, even sprout boobs.
What?
That's not disturbing, is it? That is ridiculous. Number 10.
In the male version?
Oh, yeah, little Todge. Ken's dong. Barbie Townhouse. So it's one of them.
The size of that?
Yeah, my sister had one of them, obviously an 80s version. which so it was totally different, but
My
it had
God.
the lift and everything. It did have a lift. It had a
That's
garage.
massive. See the picture I'm looking at there, the girl, just to explain to the listeners, the girl there standing up, she's probably what, about, I don't know, five or
Oh yeah.
six.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
she stood up and it's still over her height.
Boss. Yeah, my sister had one. Easy bake oven. Yet another toy designed to help us girls get ready for our lot in life. But I couldn't hate the easy bake oven. Who could? You added water to a pre-made cake mix, stirred it up, placed it in the pan in the oven to be cooked by a light bulb. After a few minutes, you pulled out a baked cake from the other side, which could be a bit dicey because the metal pans got hot. Isn't that amazing?
Proper oven for
And there
kids.
was an easy bake oven cookbook. 12 C and say, give Mattel's C and say, and get the world's sweetest kiss is on the advert. One of 1975's most popular toys for little kids was Mattel's C and say. You turn the dial to what you wanted to hear, for example, a cow. Pulled the string, and the C and say told you what you were looking at. The cow goes moo. A simpler time. Kenner sit and spinner, sit and spin even. If you will fear the proof that the 70s were a simpler time, here's the sit and spin. Sit and spin perfectly described your toy. You literally sat on it and then spun around by turning the steering wheel in the middle. And then flew off.
Yeah.
Now I'll put this website in the show notes actually, because some of them have got videos on them and that.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Right, so number 14, Bert and Ernie stuffed dolls.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Sesame Street premiered in '69, and by '75, the show's characters were beloved icons. Number 15, Dapper Dan and Dressy Bessie dolls.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's an American thing. It seems like every toy in '75 was designed to teach kids important life skills. These dolls were no different. Each Dapper Dan or Dressy Bessie doll had outfits that let kids practice buttoning clothes, snapping snaps, and buckling shoes. You could even buy additional outfits. And then everyone had one of these, a
Yeah, I
Kenner
remember
tree house.
that. Yeah. But it
I'm
wasn't
sure
called
then.
Kenner here, was it? Was it Little
No.
People? Was it Little
Yeah.
People Treehouse?
Something like that. No. Oh, God. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can see
Family.
it.
Oh,
Yeah,
Little
I know what you
People.
mean.
Just the Little People somewhere.
I'm sure any kid today will remember the treehouse. And then, yeah, that's the last one. So there you go.
Yeah, classics. So obviously
Oh.
there's a lot there that obviously were on sale for probably a decade afterwards that we got a bit later on in life,
Yeah.
like the $6 million man and
And
that.
then there's all the other things that are on the other video, the likes of Monopoly, Kaplunk, all them type of stuff. But they're on the other vid. It's a video you've got to watch.
Yeah, Monopoly from day one. I've brought out. Well, I mean, we went into Costco yesterday, and there's a Costco Monopoly now.
Well,
Monopoly based
exactly.
on Costco. So you buy, I don't know, the fucking the bread aisle.
Weird, isn't it? Some bellend will buy that. Right, before
Yeah.
we do our jokes, we've got our
Nice.
year, our next 2 years for the well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we only need 1 year, don't we? Because New Year's Day, we're going to be doing this Christmas, so
Oh,
we'll,
yeah.
yeah, so we'll just do your one because your one was boss. We saved my one for February.
All right, so the next episode will be 1988.
Yeah, that'll be mid-January, but the next episode will be
To
2023's
Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas. Yeah, we'll talk about what we did this Christmas and that, and we'll go through what we did, and we'll try and record it between Christmas and New Year, so it comes out on the 2nd of January. We'll have to work at that, but it should be dead easy.
Yeah, we'll sort something. We're clever bunnies when we want to be.
Clever bunnies. So, do you want to do a your joke first?
Yeah,
Go on.
mine is Why has Santa got three gardens?
I don't know why has Santa got three gardens.
So he can ho ho ho.
Should have been the end. Why did the Christmas tree break up with the ornament in 1975?
Oh, I don't know why.
It couldn't handle the disco fever and wanted a more rockin' holiday.
That's ChatGPT, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in a world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears. And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Oh, when nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow, do they know it's Christmas time at all? Here's to you, raise a glass for everyone. Here's to them underneath that burning sun. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Let them know it's Christmas time again.